Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, March the 30th, 2021. Hour number two, 15 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phones. I think we have somebody on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wondered why you're not on the radio.
Well, we are in a certain area of Marion right now. When the windstorm came through on Friday, we're not really sure what if the antenna has been damaged or what has happened, but we're going to take a look at it again tonight. It was kind of hard to get up there with the rain this weekend.
All right. I just was wondering.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's pretty much the case right now. I don't have any more of an update than that. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have more of an update. But basically at this point, what happened was we were on the air on Friday, and pretty much what happened was, what time was it? Maybe around 11:30? All of a sudden, we lost about, I don't know, half, three quarters of the power we had. Now, we were still on in the city, and we still are on in parts of the city, but nobody really is sure exactly what happened, but the problem is being looked at. Somebody was up there over the weekend. The antenna did not fall down. I can say that. It did not fall down. We did check that. But I'm not sure if it's loose, and because of the weather this past weekend, it was kind of hard to get up there to see if it's loose or damaged or cracked. It has been up there for 7 years. So we will see what the problem is, but nobody really knows at this particular point, but hopefully it will be remedied very soon. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. If you're listening via mobile device, TuneIn, what else do we have? We have Alexa. We have Google Dots. We have the website. If you have internet, pretty much you can listen to us anywhere, or a telephone. If you have internet or a telephone, you can hear us anywhere in the world. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, we do have big news coming up pretty much a week from yesterday on Monday. So that is going to be a tremendous amount of fun. And also a time where we can talk about what I was speaking of in hour number one. How really, I don't know. I don't want to say angry. I guess I probably did in hour number one, but just how people don't communicate and don't work out their problems in a way they used to. They don't, I guess I should say they don't compromise. I guess that's the term we all would like to see now. More compromise. 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on this, I'd be interested to know why people think we cannot compromise any further. It's really a bizarre situation. I don't know where our ability to compromise has went and to help somebody else. Do you remember, I think the blizzard of 78 was a good example of this. When people were without electric or people were without food, people were rushing over to help them out. When somebody's on the side of the road and their tire goes flat, people stop and they go over and they help them. But for some reason, I think our society is getting a little more angry, just a little more coarse with each other. Which is unfortunate, because I don't think that's going to be the way that we go forward and survive in a proper way. Also, if you've got a report on the station, we have been getting those this morning. We have one person out there listening on their Alexa. We have somebody who's driving all around town, and we're coming in downtown in most areas. But out east, it's more difficult. But a lot of that does have to do with the station that's coming in from Columbus at this point. Of course, that our power has been diminished here a little bit. that's factoring in. But there is a powerful station that comes in from the south that is more impactful on the east, seemingly, than anywhere else. But we did have reports on Friday that we were being picked up on Barks Road. Now, also, the weather does play some part in this. When the weather is not stable, FM signals sometimes have trouble going back and forth. So there could be some of that involved as well. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Now, I'm going to talk about my little vacation over the weekend, because I found it a lot of fun, because there were a lot of places I had never been. But I first do want to mention here, give some programming notes, that coming up today at, I believe, 2:10 to 3 p.m., we've got the Adam the Computer Guy show. And then coming up from 4:10 to 5 p.m., we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims. That's where we are today, here on WWGH Radio. Now, and I want to read this note again very quickly. Let's see here. Pleasant High School Alumni Association, with the pandemic remaining to be a problem, are told they cannot meet in a group of more than 10 people at a time. Usually, Pleasant High School Alumni Banquet is held in June. To strive for a safer gathering, it has been decided that the 2021 Pleasant High School Alumni Banquet will be held early to mid-August of this year. Ideally, it will be held on the school grounds with local caterers and Pleasant talent. Details will be released as they are obtained. Correct addresses and listing of those classmates who have passed can be sent to Marsha Mack, 565 Meadow Lane, here in Marion. So all kinds of issues involved with reunions. You know, I know a lot of those were canceled last year. Most of those, if not all, were canceled last year. So hopefully a lot of those can get back on track this year, maybe in a little different way with the vaccinations and things of that nature going on. Okay, now here is the trip that I took on Friday, and I went on this trip with Angie Evers. We had planned this trip out, not very long in advance, to be honest with you, and the trip turned into a much bigger deal than I really thought that it was going to be. I would say this was all done on a couple days' notice. But that being said, we decided to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Now, I'd never been to Hershey. I'd been to Pittsburgh, but really, as far as stopping anywhere else in Pennsylvania, there was really no other stop than Hershey, Pennsylvania. So we decided to go to Hershey. And on Friday, Friday afternoon, about 3 or 4 o'clock, we embarked on the road to Hershey. And what happened was that we got in kind of late on Friday night. And I'll tell you, it was kind of strange, because I guess I always figured that Hershey, Pennsylvania was kind of like a metropolitan area, like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. And to be honest with you, it's really not. Kind of the furthest from that. It's really not a metropolitan city at all. It's very small. I mean, the Hershey factory is there, and the Hershey Museum is there, and the chocolate factory tour is there, and the amusement park's there. But to be honest with you, as far as businesses go and things like that, there's not a whole lot. I would say about 3 miles from the hotel that we stayed in, there was this little area that had a McDonald's and had a grocery store. a Wise grocery store. So not anything that we really have in this area. And there were a couple other stores, like a Goodwill and things like that, but that's about it. Now, there were some diners around the town, but as far as big areas of commerce, there really were not a whole lot of them. So we get in late Friday night to Hershey and went to bed, got up the next morning, and we're going to take the trip through the Hershey Museum. The Hershey Factory Museum. Now, I have got to tell you, the Hershey Factory Museum was pretty amazing. I found that endlessly fascinating. When you go on the grounds of the, I guess you'd call it the museum or the tour, it's an interesting place because I'm not really sure it's a museum. I guess it's more of a tour. When you go on the grounds of the place where you're going to take the Hershey tour, the amusement park is there as well. The entrance to the amusement park is not far from the door. And it's kind of interesting because right now the amusement park is closed. Now, I don't know if it's going to open up this summer or really how that all works. But there is a statue of Milton Hershey, you know, the founder of the Hershey Company. And it's considered an historic landmark. But it's behind the gates. It's in a fountain behind the gates of the amusement park. Well, you can't get into the amusement park because it's not opened in late March. So I asked one of the people who was working in the gift shop there on the property. I said, well, where's this statue at? And they said, well, it's behind the gates of the amusement park, which you can't get in unless the amusement park is open. And I thought, this is a very strange thing because, to be honest with you, I did not know that you could take an historic landmark, which I guess the Milton Hershey statue is, or an historical marker, and put it in a place that the public can't get to it. And I would just think that the people of Hershey would want people to see that statue. Maybe people would want to take pictures with it. I mean, it's a nice fountain. You could see the fountain through the gates, even though they were closed. You really couldn't see the statue. But that was kind of odd. But, I mean, everybody there was very nice, so it's not like they were rude in saying that. But at that point, we did all that, and then we went into the Hershey tour. So we go into the tour building. And, of course, just candy galore. Candy everywhere. Every kind of Hershey candy you could ever imagine. And it's very nice because they even give free samples to you. So it's a really great company. And all kinds of souvenirs. Every type of Hershey souvenir you could ever imagine is right there. So, we were getting ready to take the tour. And we get on the tour, and the tour is great because you get in a little motorized car to take the tour. You don't even walk when you're taking the tour, and you basically go through this. It's kind of a mocked up plant of how the cocoa beans get to the candy bar, how it goes from cocoa bean to candy bar. So we're taking this tour, and it's really interesting. A matter of fact, when you go through the part where they talk about heating up the chocolate, it actually, they blow hot air on you on the tour. So it's really a high-tech tour, really well done, a lot of pictures and recreations of things. Now, I will tell you one thing that is odd about it. Right at the end, they take your picture as you're in this motorized cart. And, of course, they try to sell it to you as you get off the tour. Well, the way the cart is facing and the way the camera takes your picture, and it doesn't even, I don't remember there being a sign that said, look here. Now, there might have been, but when you miss that particular area, your picture can come out looking very different. And I will say our picture was not something you would want to buy because we just, I don't think either of us was really looking at the camera when they snapped the picture. So it was kind of funny when we got off the tour, the lady said, would you like to buy the picture? And she showed us a picture of the picture. And clearly it was just not a, it's not a picture you'd want to put up on your mantle piece because nobody was really looking at the camera. So we got off the tour, and then we went down to the gift shop. Now, you could get lost in the gift shop because there is just candy galore and candy in all kinds of shapes and sizes and so on and so forth. Really amazing. And many other items, you know, like cups and keychains and T-shirts and footballs and just about anything you can imagine that would have to do with the Hershey Company. So we left the Hershey building. And by the way, there's a lot of stuff outside that's interesting, too. There's the Hershey Kissmobile, which is outside. There's a trolley car outside. There are statues of a Hershey bar and an M&M and so on and so forth. There's all kinds of that stuff outside of the museum that you can take your picture with. And the weather could not have been better that day. The weather was beautiful on Saturday. I'm not really sure what it was like here. Probably not much different than it was there. But it was like 70 and sunny, so you really could not beat it weather-wise. So we did all that, and also then went and looked at the street lights. Now, the street lights are interesting because everybody always talks about the Hershey street lights, that they are Hershey Kisses. And they absolutely are. They're Hershey Kiss shaped. But I will, this is the odd thing. We stayed on a street called Chocolate Avenue in Hershey. That's where the hotel was. And as we were coming in, we would have had to have passed these street lights that were like Hershey Kisses. But I don't ever remember seeing them. So I guess they don't light up like Hershey Kisses. Now, in the daytime, you can see that they're shaped like Hershey Kisses. But at night, I really couldn't tell. Now, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. That could be it as well. But a very neat town. And I kept saying this while we were there, was that, you know, this would be a great place if you did not want to go to a heavy metropolitan area, but you wanted to go to a place and learn a lot of things. This would be a place to go. This little area of Hershey, Pennsylvania, because everybody knows about Hershey. There are a lot of interesting things there, but it's small enough to where it's not overwhelming, the traffic is not heavy, it's not like that. Now, we also went to this antique shop there yesterday before we left, and the antique shop was fascinating. It's different than antique shops around here in a lot of ways. It was a two-story antique shop, and it just had everything you could ever want, all kinds of bottles and knickknacks and a lot of political memorabilia from over the years. I think some of the earliest stuff I saw was probably from Richard Nixon and John Kennedy. Old newspapers, signs. There was even one of those barber wheels. You know, barber signs, the barber, what did they call those? Barber, what is the thing that used to be outside all barber shops that circled around and it was white and red and blue? There was even one of those for sale in there. Old scales, parking signs, all kinds of things. Great big antique place, and that was fun to visit. And everybody there is very nice. Now, the prices are a little elevated at like restaurants and things of that nature, I think because it's a tourist area, but not much. It's certainly not bad at all. So that was the experience in Hershey. Also, I do want to mention this. When we were leaving Hershey yesterday, as we were getting ready to leave, we stopped at a little diner type of restaurant. I think it was called the Hershey Pantry, I think is what it was called. It was very close to the hotel. Now, this will just tell you how perceptive I am. Now, when we came in on Friday night, and we did come in pretty late, you know, it was after, a barber pole, that's right. We came in, thank you for that online. We came in probably, it was midnight or after, a little after midnight or pretty close to it on Friday night. There are a lot of things on Chocolate Avenue, but by that point, a lot of those things were closed. So, we're coming in and really did not look at all these little diners, because diners by nature don't usually have big signs or anything. So, really didn't notice any of this stuff. So, we're there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Now, yesterday, instead of going to one of the commercial restaurants, we decided we were going to look for a diner to eat at. In this place, the Hershey Pantry came up, and we thought, okay, well, let's go there. It was two doors down, or three doors, maybe. It wasn't even a mile from where we were staying. We could have ate there every morning, and we did go there yesterday morning, and the people were so nice. The restaurant was so nice, and I had something, and Angie had something as well. Now, this is something I don't normally have, is pancakes. And I ordered pancakes, which came with a side of bacon or sausage, whatever you would like, and a drink. And I thought, you know, hopefully this will be filling enough, because it's a big day. We're going to be traveling home, probably won't be stopping a whole lot. So we ordered these pancakes, and it wasn't hugely expensive at all. A matter of fact, it was very economical for the trip. And maybe it was $7.50, something like that. So we ordered these pancakes. And I'm telling you, these three pancakes came out. I can't even begin to tell you how big these pancakes are. Now, I had a full plate. Full-size plate, and these pancakes were so big, I was worried about pouring syrup on the pancakes, because I was afraid it was going to roll onto the table, because the pancake covered the entire plate. And you know what? The funny thing is, after I took a few bites, I said, I got to pour some more syrup on this. And I poured the syrup on it, and it did go on the table, because there was no way to pour syrup on these gigantic pancakes without getting it on the table. And I maybe ate in total one of these pancakes. I couldn't even eat the other two. It was too big. Plus, you got a plate of bacon. And I'm going to say there were eight or nine slices of bacon on the bacon, in the side of bacon, I guess I should say. So it was a very hearty, hearty breakfast. And I'm thinking, this place was just, you know, two or three doors down. We could have walked to this place the whole time we were there and had breakfast, and totally missed it. So that would be a stop the next time we're there. And if you're in that direction, I would definitely check out the Hershey Pantry. Very good food, and certainly will fill you up without question. So that's pretty well the Hershey experience. Now, one thing that was too bad, we picked the hotel we stayed in. Basically, one of the things you look at, and I think everybody looks at, is the breakfast. That a lot of hotels do the free continental breakfast. So we thought, well, this hotel has the free continental breakfast. And as a matter of fact, it was interesting, because when we walked into the hotel to check in on Friday night, they had a big dining room. It had pop machines in it, and counter space with toasters and things of that nature on it. But we found out very quickly after we had checked in, because we asked the person running the front desk what time the breakfast was, that, of course, they're not doing that during COVID. So the pandemic took away the continental breakfast. Although it all looked very, it looked as if it would have been a good breakfast if it were there. But of course, we wouldn't have ended up in the Hershey pantry at that point had it been open. So those were pretty much the experiences in Hershey, the town itself. Well, Saturday, after we took a tour through the museum, which I think we did around noon, around 2 o'clock, we decided, because Angie's family for years has been taking trips to Pennsylvania, and they know a lot of interesting places in Pennsylvania to visit. And I know I'm going to get the name of this place wrong, because I've gotten it wrong every time. But it's a smorgasbord. And if it's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which was about an hour away, Shady Maple, I think is what it was called. Just came to me, Shady Maple. And it's about an hour away from Hershey. So we thought, well, we'll go over there for dinner, because we really had nothing much more to do in Hershey that day. So we went over to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we pulled up on this place, this Shady Maple restaurant, and it's a smorgasbord. And it is kind of hard to explain how big this building is. I'm trying to think of anything in Marion. There's no restaurant that would compare with it, but I'm trying to think of even a building in town that would compare with it. I really don't think there is one. It was just absolutely enormous. And, you know, I don't know. Hold on, we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I wonder if you knew anything about what the windstorm did last Thursday night to your antenna.
Well, go ahead.
I live on Bell Fountain Avenue, and none of my radios in the house or my vehicles will pick you up. So I drove from my house this morning to Bob Evans, and I didn't have you anyway along the trip at all.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't really know. We thought something did happen to the antenna.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody did go up there over the weekend, but because of the way the weather was, I don't think they really got to look at the antenna. So I think they're going to look at it today and see what the situation is. But it's weird the areas we are picking up. We are getting picked up in certain areas, like downtown here. On Center Street, where I am, the radio's coming in here, okay.
Okay.
And I do know that when I was coming in here this morning, we probably started picking up somewhere around West Center Street. So we were picking up there. We were picking up in the parking lot down across from the building. And of course, our tower is not on this building.
Right.
So it's reaching that far. Friday, we got calls from people on Barks Road who said they were picking us up out there. So one of the drivers here in Marion said this morning we were picking up most of downtown but getting lost as he went out east.
Well, I got a station that called themselves 107.1. Your Christian station.
Yeah, that station comes out of Columbus.
Well, they're tromping all over you right now.
They are, and I'm not sure, like I said, we haven't really nailed it down if it's if it's a transmitter or an antenna issue. Now, I tend to believe it's more of an antenna issue because it did happen during that windstorm.
Right, right. So, the other thing I wanted to mention was Charlie was so very interested in Lady Justice. I wonder if we should start a GoFundMe campaign to fix it in his name.
Well, you know, I tell you, I don't know what's going on with that. I really don't know the condition. I don't know if anybody knows the condition of Lady Justice right now.
Well, Charlie seemed to think there was a bunch of holes in the base, either from weather or maybe somebody with a gun. Well, more likely the weather, he thought. But whether he had a pair of binoculars somewhere and was looking at it, I don't know.
You know, I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure it does need to be repaired. It's been up there since, I think, the early 1980s.
Right.
But You know, I don't know who would do that campaign, because I think, I mean, I would imagine that the county probably would have some money to restore it, or the Historical Society might be interested in doing something with that. I'm not sure how that would be, and I'm not even sure how much money it would cost.
I have no idea either. And it might take a special person to do it.
Well, it would take, you know, I think these days it would take a whole group of fundraisers to go out and do it. But I would think the Historical Society would have a special interest in that, or certainly the people down at the courthouse at this point.
Well, their income has been decreased, too, because of the pandemic. So I don't know if they have much extra money right now or not.
Yeah, I also don't know. You know, I know when Charlie was doing it that some private companies were helping out with that. So I don't know if there are any big private companies in Marion today that would be interested in that. I remember him telling me about Thurman Matthews, I think, who donated or paid for the paint or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that too, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know if there is it's hard to tell what private companies, and also during this pandemic, I think it's very hard because, as you say, even the county has lost some money because of this, because of sales tax revenues. I don't know how much it cost. Because it's up there, so I don't think anybody could even appraise what the damage would be.
They'd have to get into some building high enough to use binoculars to see, I suppose. That's all I can think of. But I don't want the base to get so bad it blows off the building someday.
No, we certainly don't want that to happen. And I don't know how, I mean, you know, I'm not sure what year the courthouse was built and how long it was originally up there, because I know when it got stolen, the reason it was off the courthouse was because they were doing some renovations.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell, but yeah, no, we're working on the problem here. Do you have access to the internet? You can still listen to us on the internet.
Well, yeah, when I'm home, I can, yes.
Yeah. So there's that at this particular point, but hopefully the problem will be resolved within the week.
Well, sometimes you don't know you like something till you miss it.
That's exactly right. Until it's gone, you don't know.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, and it's great that so many people listen to this station, and we really do appreciate that. But back to Hershey. So we went to the Shady Maple, which is the smorgasbord in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I don't, like I said, comparable to a building here in town, I don't think there really is one, certainly not a restaurant, but it's just a gigantic, gigantic place where we even had to wait in a line to get seated. And there's a huge gift shop underneath of it. Now, that gift shop was fascinating because, I mean, it was a little pricey, the gift shop, but they had all kinds of items. They had, I would say, collectibles. They had antiques. They had new stuff. It was just a very well-rounded gift shop and as big as the restaurant itself, as it covered the base floor. Now, the restaurant had every kind of food you could possibly imagine. I've never seen so much food in my life, and again, it was all you can eat. It was salmon patties and steaks, and you could pick your type of steak, sirloin, New York strip. It was hamburgers. It was sausage. It was hot dogs. It was every kind of pie you could imagine. All kinds of ice cream. Corn and carrots and vegetables. And the salad portion of the bar was extremely huge. And puddings. And, you know, I can't mention everything that was. If it's a food, it was probably on the bar. Fried chicken. You name it. And they had a condiment station, which was filled with every condiment you could possibly imagine, and a drink station, which was filled with every kind of drink. They even had sarsaparilla and things like that you could get to drink at this Shady Maple. So what a great place. Shoe Fly Pie, which is big, I hear, in Pennsylvania, in the Dutch area. So they had the shoe fly pie, which I don't think you're going to get very much around here. But just a great, great place to eat. Delicious to a fault. So, really, a lot of fun. Now, let me see. Beyond that, there is a grocery store outside of the Shady Maple. And it's kind of like any grocery store that you would go into. Oh, looks like we're getting a call here. We'll take the call. Go ahead, caller.
You know, I'm having so much fun listening to your trip this morning, and it's bringing back a lot of memories of when myself and my three friends went to Pennsylvania, and Hershey was on our list.
Isn't that an interesting... did you think it would be bigger than it was?
Oh, I don't know. Remember thinking too much about it, you know, in general, but I do have a question. Now, that thing that carried you around through the make-believe factory, was it something that you got down into and you got into a car and it kept moving, like it was on a relay?
Yeah, it was on a relay. It was kind of, I think it was supposed to look like a Reese cup or a Hershey piece of chocolate. You know, they were different colors as you got on the relay.
Well, here's the thing. It never stopped, did it? It kept moving when you got on and when you got off.
Yes.
Can you imagine four old broads trying to get down into that thing? I thought, oh my God, I'll never. I mean, I remember stepping down into it, and back at that time, my hip may still have been bad, I don't recall. But, and I got my seat, I was okay. But when it came time to get off, Scott, they come up to the door to get off, and it was like, okay, you just got to get up and get out. And it was kind of scary for somebody that wasn't maybe sure-footed as someone that was younger.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I did notice that the car is moving, but also, yeah, the floor you get out on is also turning. Yeah, it was. Well, I think that was one of the problems when they take your picture in that tunnel. And I'm not saying there wasn't a sign that said "Look here," but really, yeah. As I was getting in the cart, they never said that was going to happen. Uh-huh. And you know, as you're looking at everything else on the tour, you're not really paying attention for a camera or posing for a camera that's going to snap a picture of you. So yeah. It was peculiar.
I don't even remember the pictures, and I would have probably had a horrible look of horror on my face if they took it when I stepped in or stepped out. But that's what really stands out, other than the fact that it was just such a neat place. And then we went through the museum part of it, and I learned quite a bit about Hershey and all that. But yeah, a lot of fun when we went to Pennsylvania.
Now, did you spend a lot of time in the local restaurants? Because I wish I would have paid more attention to that.
No, and I'll tell you why. When we got over into Pennsylvania, that night we stayed right outside Hershey, and then we went in the next morning. Well, then after we left there, we traveled on to Gettysburg because we had hit Shanksville the first day, and then up to Hershey, and then we traveled on to Gettysburg, and then that night we stayed uptown at the Gettysburg Hotel, which was quite fun, and you divide that up between four people, and it was very affordable. So that was cool, too, you know, to be downtown Gettysburg.
Well, I was just shocked at the, because this restaurant was just three doors down, never paid attention to it. And we went there yesterday in this Hershey pantry. My goodness, the portion size was unbelievable. But you know what I'm also fascinated by? You know, because you go in and there are billboards with candy bars on them, and they do have the Hershey Kiss. You know, street lights and all that, and you see the plants, and almost everything there is named after Hershey. But, you know, as far as a chocolate town, there's really nothing there when you go into the stores or even the restaurants, like this pantry I went in, besides the fact that it was called the Hershey Pantry, that would say candy chocolate.
I see.
Yeah, which is fine.
Well, maybe, I guess Hershey does such an excellent job of, as long as you visit there, you would get all the candy and things you wanted. But what you're saying is it didn't denote chocolate in the business.
No, and I guess it shocked me because, you know, when we're here in Ohio and you hear the name Hershey, you're thinking this is going to be sweet. But in Hershey, I guess it's more named for the city
than the business, like the Hershey Pantry. Because it said nothing really, or it didn't have anything to do with the Hershey Company. I think it was more named for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And but you in your mind, because you're from Ohio, and you're thinking, well, Hershey means chocolate. You think that this business is probably themed toward that. But I don't even think they had chocolate pancakes.
Oh, well, you know something, though. That's cool, you know, the big pancakes. But when you can't eat two-thirds of it...
I felt bad about that. You know, and the thing of it is, because I don't normally eat pancakes, was I thought, okay, I'm going to splurge today, and I'm going to have the pancakes, because I know it's going to be a long car trip. And when it came out, I mean, a quarter of the way in, I knew if I ate any more that there was going to be problems.
Sounds like the size of a hubcap.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's not an overdraw. I spilled syrup on the table, and I was watching it. Because there was no way to get it on these pancakes without the table.
I'm so glad you guys, you know, took a trip to Pennsylvania, because it is fun. There's a lot of places to go to over there. But, that stood out in my mind, way we went around and looked at that factory, and I thought, if I ever make it out of here, I'm never going to get back on this thing.
Oh, now did you enjoy that part of the tour? I thought that was great.
Oh, sure, yeah. I enjoyed it once I got sat down. And once I got up and got back out of it.
Once you got...
In fact, I was afraid I was going to fall, Scott.
Well, yeah, I really was trying to figure out. Now, I get why the carts are moving, but I don't understand why the floor is moving.
Tick, toot, toot.
Yeah.
I don't either. It's like, what?
I did not quite understand why the floor was moving, as well as the cart.
But you can understand what I'm saying, though, I think.
I do. It's a balance test.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah. So, and that's true. I don't think you have to be any particular age at all to about fall there if you're not paying attention to the floor moving as well as the cart moving that you're on. And I'll talk more about this tomorrow, because we're approaching the end of the show here, and there's a lot more to talk about, because I do want to get back into Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the Shady Maple restaurant, because that has to be one of the biggest smorgasbords, certainly on the East Coast, maybe not in the world. But we went over to this grocery portion of the Shady Maple after we had eaten that night, and it was a huge grocery store. And I would think, you know, most buffets around here tend not to do very well. A matter of fact, here in Ohio, a lot of buffets have went out of business over the last year. And I don't think we have a buffet left in Marion besides the Hong Kong buffet at this particular point. But this buffet, which is enormous, and still during the pandemic where people had to wear masks and you did have to socially distance in there, had a line the entire time we were there. And maybe that's because of the food selection and all the people who were there. But the market, you could go in and basically buy most of the food you had just eaten over at the Shady Maple. Like the Shoe Fly Pie is very big in that particular part of the world. And if you maybe would have tried the Shoe Fly Pie at the Shady Maple, you could walk over to this market, which is, you know, just across the parking lot, and buy whole Shoe Fly Pies and bring them home if that's what you would want to do. So that trip to Lancaster was very nice. Now, it's 58 minutes past the hour, so I'm not going to be able to get in any more of the story today. But after we left Lancaster, and I'll leave it on this note, and I'll pick it up tomorrow morning, we went to Philadelphia, the birthplace of this country. So I'm going to tell you about that experience, because there was a lot involved in Philadelphia that I really enjoyed. I think It's a tough city to navigate traffic-wise, but I recommend everybody go there at one point or another. And I have a funny story to tell about Philadelphia tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And that wasn't the end of the trip, so there's another part of the trip that I'll also get into tomorrow as well. But that's Hershey and Lancaster, but two more cities to go, and we'll pick back up with Philadelphia tomorrow. You know, one of the problems with Philadelphia, and I'll just say this as we part tomorrow, and I'll bring it up again tomorrow, are the streets are so narrow. You know, I don't know why the streets in Philadelphia are so narrow, but they are, and that makes for very difficult travel in the birthplace of our country, the home of the Liberty Bell and Constitution Hall and the Declaration of Independence. But I'll tell you my experience with that, and I'll tell you something. There's something in Philadelphia that even impressed me more than those items I just mentioned, the Liberty Bell and Constitution Hall and all that. And I'll tell you what that item is tomorrow morning. So stay tuned for that, 8 to 10 tomorrow. Also, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, right here on WWGH Radio. So don't you dare go anywhere. And it's good to be back this morning, but I'm going to get more sleep tonight than I did last night, so I'll be fresh tomorrow morning to tell you about the rest of the trip. Also going to post some pictures on Facebook today, which I haven't had a chance to do over the weekend. So go to my Facebook, and sometime today there'll be pictures available of some of these experiences. This is Scott Spears for This Day, heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people in until they finally say yes and do the show.